From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The funeral for entertainer Michael Jackson is underway. The service opened with remarks by Reverend Lucius Smith, a friend of the Jackson family.
Our hearts are heavy today because this man, this brother, this son, this father, and this friend is gone far too soon.
The event's being held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, where fans of the late singer have gathered to honor him. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates is there.
The mood of the people outside is sort of upbeat. I mean, it is a memorial service, but a number of them said, we loved his work, we appreciated his contribution to the music industry, to philanthropy, and we're really here to celebrate his life today. We think that's what his family would want.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates in Los Angeles. President Obama's meeting today with Russian students, business leaders, and citizens. He hopes to press his case for improved relations between the U.S. and Russia. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A day after his summit meeting with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, President Obama is urging ordinary Russians to look beyond old Cold War antagonisms with the U.S. In a speech to graduates of Moscow's new economic school, Mr. Obama said the U.S. and Russia have shared interests in limiting nuclear weapons, opening markets, improving the economy, and protecting human rights.
These challenges demand global partnership, and that partnership will be stronger if Russia occupies its rightful place as a great power.
But Mr. Obama says great power does not give Russia the right to boss around its neighbors, Georgia and Ukraine. He insisted the sovereignty of those former Soviet republics must be respected. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Moscow.
A French student has been imprisoned in Iran and accused of spying. The French foreign minister has called for her immediate release. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The young French academic was arrested last week as she prepared to board an aircraft to return home. The woman is accused of taking photos of demonstrations on her cell phone and of sending them to Iranian friends. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, who has called for her release, said hundreds of thousands of people did the same thing and that accusations of espionage are absurd. Kouchner speaks here through an interpreter.
I don't think it's about spying. It can't be. She's just a young woman who'd spent 5 or 6 months teaching French. She'd just finished. She was going home via Beirut.
Tensions between Tehran and the European Union have risen sharply since the EU criticized Iran's election and the crackdown against protesters. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 80 points at 8,244. The Nasdaq is down 22 at 1764. The S&P 500 is down 8 points. This is NPR News. Some top Obama administration lawyers have testified before a Senate panel today about war crimes trials for terrorism detainees. Congress is considering a bill that would revise the rules for such military commissions. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
President Bush tried establishing military commissions to try detainees for war crimes, but in 2006, the Supreme Court said the system was unconstitutional. President Obama suspended those trials his first day in office. Now, the question is whether proposed new rules fix the problems in the old system. Jay Johnson is the Pentagon's general counsel.
By working to improve military commissions to make the process more fair and credible, we enhance our national security by providing the government with effective alternatives for bringing to justice those international terrorists who violate the laws of war.
Republicans and some moderate Democrats worry that having these trials in the U.S. could give defendants new rights that would not apply at Guantanamo or Afghanistan. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Vatican's released a new document urging governments around the world to act in the common good when they consider economic policy. The encyclical is one of the most authoritative documents released by the Roman Catholic Church. It's called Charity and Truth and says profit is useful if it is a means toward an end. An appeals court in Germany has ruled an accused Nazi is fit to stand trial. Heinrich Bohrer is accused of murdering 3 Dutch civilians in an execution during World War II. Bohrer is 88 years old. His lawyers say he has a serious heart condition and cannot take the stress of a trial. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.